Here at the Dairy Solutions Symposium, I'm speaking to one of our presenters. He works for Alltech, Dr. Juan Tricarico. And if you would, first of all, tell me what you do for Alltech.
Yes, thank you, Chuck. I am currently research manager for rumen and nutrition at Alltech. So I have the privilege of having a job that's very varied. I have an opportunity to work on some in-house research projects with a group of research scientists that work with me in our South Dakota facility. And I also have the opportunity to collaborate a lot with university professors or institutions around the world on various research projects.
Well, speaking of research, here you're talking about yeast research, and been quite a bit of this done over the years. What is it that you've learned or that the participants here are going to be able to take away from that research?
Right. I have given the opportunity to talk about and do somewhat of a review over the last 30 years of research. The title of the presentation says, "What have we learned?" And in fact, there's quite a lot of information on yeast, yeast culture products, in terms of mode of action, what they do, and how they can be used. I'm obviously not going to cover everything today, but I will basically talk about some of the modes of actions. I also hope to share with the audience some exercises that we've done in simulating some of the effects, because at the end of the day, what we really want to do is try to understand how the yeast is affecting rumen function and improving the ruminal environment as a whole, so that we can use it more effectively in general.
Well, a lot of the presentations here are talking about SARA. So how would yeast in a nutrition program affect that?
Right. In fact, that's one of the situations where yeast is very suitable as a technology to address these kinds of acidosis or accumulation of acid in the rumen. So we definitely know that there are different processes in rumen function and the biochemistry of what's going on in the rumen that the yeast has effects on. We still need to understand that to a better degree in order, as I said, to use it better, more effectively. Because there is somewhat of a variability in the response, and sometimes the magnitude of the response is much larger than others. So if we can really understand why those magnitude of the response changes, then we can get really, like to say in America, the biggest bang for the buck.
So when these people go back home from this symposium, you want them to buy and use more yeast, right?
Definitely. And in fact, what I want them to do is I want them to really take a hard look at yeast and consider it for what it is, which is simply, as far as I'm concerned, of course I'm a little bit biased, but as far as I'm concerned, the literature shows that it's the most researched yeast product in the marketplace.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're talking here at this Dairy Solutions Symposium, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.